breathing a white feather, calling for a truce.
You're tuned in to Open Mic on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio 88.5. I'm Mike McNamara. It's a pleasure to be your host today, playing you some great music. That was Amanda Shires we finished up that set with. Amanda Shires is a, boy, she does a lot of stuff. She's a great fiddler. She's a great singer-songwriter. This is her a cutoff of her most recent release that just came out. It's an album called To the Sunset, and that was White Feather. White Feather off Amanda Shires' To the Sunset album. And she's on tour right now, and actually she's going to be at Sierra Nevada Brewery in Chico next week. I believe it's on Tuesday the 21st. I'm not sure if there's tickets still available, but if you're an Amanda Shires fan, it'd be a great opportunity to see her live. Amanda Shires doing White Feather. And before that, Jeffrey Folkalt doing Blood Brothers off his recent release of the same name, Blood Brothers. Just came out this year. And Jeffrey is a singer-songwriter from Wisconsin. I believe he is based out of the New England area now, and he's married to Chris Delmhorst, who he tours with quite a bit. They're both singer-songwriters. He's got a great kind of bluesy, folk bluesy sound, Jeffrey Folkalt. And before that, kind of a new and emerging artist, Haley Hendricks. That was a song called Shala off her recent release, I Need to Start a Garden, and she sings about that in that cut. Haley Hendricks doing Shala. She's an artist, singer-songwriter, artist out of Portland, Oregon. Okay, well, let's move into some more music here. This is a very recent release by Iron and Wine. I really, really like Iron and Wine. That's a project by Sam Beam. I believe he's out of North Carolina. He's been recording now for probably about 15 years. I just think he's got a great, great sound. I really like his voice, his songwriting. And this is an early release of a cut off of, it's called What Hurts Worse. He's coming out with a new album, I believe, the end of the month, so pretty soon. It's actually an EP. I think there's going to be six cuts on it. It's going to be called Weed Garden. So this is Iron and Wine doing What Hurts Worse off of Weed Garden. It's going to be coming out soon.
Let's forget whatever we lost, rolling around in the weeds, finding ourselves broken, looking for light on the floor. Let's become the lovers we want, banging our heads in the fog. Flowers will close and open, life going by like we care. One day it's whatever we make,
whatever we make,
from pieces off the side of a road,
whatever we make,
marked on our map of what hurts worse.
Become the lovers we need. Who knew we
Well, I used to live on Broadway, right next to the Lies House, and my number was self-righteousness and a very little God of mine. So I moved, and I'm living on Straight Street now. Yes, I moved, I had to move, living on Straight Street now.
If there was another way out, I'd take it. If there was another way down, I'd go. If there was another way, other than the highway, show me on a map, point out the road. Waiting for the sight on the headlights, flashing, fussing with the dial on the radio. Burning through the pages of the brand, looking down the fire in the belly, gonna keep you warm. If there was another way out, I'd take it. If there was another way down, I'd go. If there was another way other than the highway, show me on the map, point out the road. Everybody wants a piece of me. Everybody wants to see what I see. Thank you.
other than the highway. Show me on the map, point out the road.
You're listening to Open Mic on KKRN Community Radio. I'm Mike McNamara. Thanks for tuning in. So that was, I guess I call them a little bit of a folk bluegrass supergroup. It's a female folk trio, I'm With Her, doing I-89. That's off their recent release, See You Around, that came out in 2018 this year. And so I'm With Her is Sarah Watkins, Sarah Giroux, and Aoife O'Donovan, all accomplished female folk bluegrass musicians. They have their own careers, but they got together, and man, what a sound, what harmonies, and they're doing just doing some cool stuff, as you heard. And then, let's see, before that was the one and only Ry Cooter. Had to throw some Ry Cooter in there. I've loved Ry Cooter for years. He's just such an outstanding musician, and he moves seamlessly between different genres of music, world music. He plays Latin music, he plays African music, of course does the blues, amazing slide guitarist, and love his sound. He's got a new album out. It's called The Prodigal Son. You should check it out if you like Ry Cooter or not. You should just check it out. That was a song called Straight Street, and it was a studio version of that song. And on drums is his son, Joaquim Cooter. Isn't that cool? Father and son playing together. Ry Cooter doing Straight Street. And before that, a great tune by Ferris and Jason Romero called Salt and Powder. That's off their recent release, just came out this year, Sweet Religion. And there's a video that goes along with that song. I didn't realize that, but when I found the song, I saw online there's a video, and it's hilarious. The song's kind of about polar opposites attracting, and Jason Romero is tearing it up on the five string. And in the video, he keeps showing up while Ferris, his wife, actually, is trying to do different stuff like meditation and yoga. And Jason keeps showing up on the banjo because he's following her. But it's a really funny video. Okay, we got time for quite a bit more music here, so let's move into it. Next up, I've got John Gorka doing a song of his new release. The album's called True in Time, came out this year, and it's a song called The Ballad of Iris and Pearl. John Gorka is a singer-songwriter. He's based out of Minneapolis, and he's just a wonderful, wonderful songwriter. So we're going to do Iris and Pearl by John Gorka.
Pearl and Iris, Iris and Pearl, unsung heroes of the music world. Pearl and Iris, Iris and Pearl, unsung heroes of the music world. Iris played guitar and sang like a bird. Pearl played banjo like no one had heard. Bill Monroe, Lester and Earl learned from stylings of iris and pearl. Blue moon of Kentucky, an old iris tune, she gave it to Bill on one morning in June. Their genius was sure, but their egos were such, cared less about cash than a treat or a touch. Pearl and Iris, Iris and Pearl, unsung heroes of the music world. Pearl and Iris, Iris and Pearl, unsung heroes of the music world. In Mesa Springs, not far from Tennessee, they took care of AP and Sarah for free. Didn't take to travel, and neither could drive. They could have been as big as any band alive. Iris taught a boy named Elvis to sing. He and Pearl once had a thing. Pearl broke it off, made him shake and stir, but he was just a hound dog to her. Pearl and Iris, Iris and Pearl, unsung heroes of the music world. Pearl and Iris, Iris and Pearl, unsung heroes of the music world. A North Country town taught a boy named Bob, and by all accounts did a pretty fair job. I think I have told too much of their tale. They never put their souls up for sale. Pearl and Iris, Iris and Pearl, unsung heroes of the music world. Pearl and Iris, Iris and Pearl, unsung heroes of the music world. Unsung heroes of the music world.